Okay, I want you to picture a specific person. And I'm not talking about the usual victim of an online scam that we tend to imagine. I want you to picture a 68-year-old military veteran.
Right.
He's a meditation instructor, so he's got that, that grounded, really calm presence. But professionally, he has three master's degrees and 15 years of experience as a cybersecurity expert.
So this is a guy who is literally trained to spot a threat in the digital landscape.
Yeah.
I mean, he is one who protects other people.
Exactly. On paper, he is completely invincible. But
Yeah.
then, life happens. He loses his wife, Patricia, to dementia. He is grieving. He is in that horrible fog of loss. And in that specific window of vulnerability, despite the degrees, despite the military training, and despite the whole cybersecurity
He
background,
gets targeted.
yeah, he nearly loses everything to a scammer.
It is a terrifying paradox, honestly. But that is the reality behind the source material we are covering today. We are doing a deep dive into the indie author's Bible by Sam Shields. And Shields is that veteran.
And he wrote this book because he realized something profound after all of this. He realized that the self-publishing industry isn't this nice creative playground where everyone just helps each other out. He actually calls it a jungle.
Yeah.
And he argues that most aspiring authors walk into it completely unarmed.
It's a really harsh assessment, but the data absolutely backs him up. Shields wrote this because the people most likely to have a great story to tell, we're talking about seniors, widows, veterans, caregivers, they are the exact demographic that predatory publishers target.
Right.
They know you have a dream and they know you have a nest egg.
So our mission for this deep dive is, well, it's pretty serious. If you think this is just a chat about how to write a novel or find your muse, you might want to adjust your expectations.
Definitely.
This is a survival guide. We are talking about how to build a literal fortress around your intellectual property and your wallet.
And we have a very clear roadmap for this today. We are going to cover three specific beats. First, we have to talk Dufins. We are going to break down the SHIELD protocol. This is the exact system you need to stop the predators in their tracks.
Then we are going to pivot to offense. We're going to look at what he calls the tool stack. And this is fascinating. It is the exact software you need to replace a $5,000 publishing package for under $1,000.
And finally, we're going to end with a story about the Delaney sisters. It's a historical deep cut that proves why all the technology in the world matters a whole lot less than having the guts to actually speak up.
But we have to start with the threat. I think a lot of us, myself included, have this bias where we think, oh, I'm smart. I'll spot a scam. I'll see the typo in the email, right?
Yeah, that arrogance is actually a massive vulnerability. Sam Shields' whole point is that intelligence is not the defense. Systematic verification is the defense. Because the numbers, they are just staggering. When we look at the data for adults over the age of 70 who get victimized by a predatory publisher, the average financial loss isn't a few hundred bucks, it is $80,000.
$80,000. I mean, that is a retirement fund. That is a mortgage payoff.
Right.
That is life-altering money.
It is completely devastating. And to prove that this isn't just about, gullible people, look at the specific example of Dr. Margaret Chen.
Yeah, this story really drove it home for me when I was reading.
Dr. Chen is a physician. She has been in practice for 30 years, highly educated, an incredible critical thinker, very sharp. She had a memoir she wanted to publish, right? So she engaged with what she thought was a completely legitimate service provider.
And she lost a massive amount of money to these schemes.
Exactly. A doctor, someone who literally diagnoses complex problems for a living.
And that is why Sam Shields created the SHIELD protocol. He realized that if it can happen to him, a cyber expert, and it can happen to a veteran doctor, it can happen to anyone unless they have a rigid, unbending system.
So let's get into the weeds here because we want to spend some real time on this. This is the most important segment. He calls it the SHIELD verification system. And he claims this entire process takes exactly 45 minutes to execute.
That's the promise, right? 45 minutes of work to prevent an $80,000 average loss. That is arguably the best hourly rate you will ever earn in your life.
Without a doubt. So let's break down the acronym SHIELD. The S stands for search and scrutinize, but I'm assuming this is more than just typing the publisher's name into Google and hitting enter.
Oh, much more. Most people just Google the company name. They see a really flashy website with gold trim and they think, okay, oh, it looks real to me. Shield says you have to use specific search modifiers. You Google the company name plus words like scam, complaint, and review. You are actively hunting for the dirt.
You're trying to find the skeletons in the closet before you knock on the door.
Exactly. But here's the part that I thought was really clever. He says you absolutely must perform reverse image searches on their portfolio covers.
How does that actually work in practice? Like, for someone who isn't super tech savvy.
It's actually really simple. So on their website, they will inevitably have a gallery of things like bestsellers we've designed. You literally just right-click or take those cover images and you drop them into Google Images.
Okay.
Often you will find that their beautiful custom cover is actually a stock photo available for $5 on a stock site, or worse, it is stolen art from another author who has absolutely no connection to them whatsoever.
That is a smoking gun right there. If the portfolio is fake, the company is fake. End of story.
Period. Okay, so moving to H.
Right, H is for history check. This is where you use the Wayback Machine.
I love the Wayback Machine. It's like the internet's time travel device.
It is essential for due diligence. You need to see if this prestigious publishing house actually existed 6 months ago. Predatory companies often use what's called a burn and churn strategy.
Right, where they spin up a site, run a scam, and vanish.
Exactly. They collect the money, they inevitably get terrible reviews, and then they just delete the site and rebrand under a new name with a fresh logo. The Wayback Machine exposes that.
So if their website claims 20 years of excellence in publishing, but the Wayback Machine shows the domain was literally purchased this past March.
You know they are lying. You don't ask questions, you just walk away.
Okay, moving down. Is independent verification.
This means you do not trust the trust badges on their website. Scammers love to copy-paste logos for the Better Business Bureau or the Alliance of Independent Authors, which is ALLI.
Just slapping a PNG on their footer to look official.
Exactly. Just because the logo is there doesn't mean they are actually members. You have to go to the external site, you go to the ALLI directory, and you search for them there. You verify externally, never internally.
That makes total sense. Next is e-evidence examination. This is where we put on our detective hats and head over to Amazon.
Right. You check the actual books they claim to have published. Do they exist? Can you buy them? And look really closely at the testimonials. Are they from real humans?
Because AI reviews are everywhere now.
Oh, they're everywhere. If a book has 55-star reviews that all miraculously appeared on the exact same Tuesday, and they all just say, great read, or highly recommend, that is review farming. Real engagement is messy. It's spread out over time. It has nuance.
Okay, L legal review. This sounds like the part where people's eyes sort of glaze over, but I have a feeling this is where the trap really snaps shut.
It absolutely is. You are looking for one specific thing in that contract: rights reversion.
Which basically means, do I actually own my book?
Exactly. In a predatory contract, they might claim the exclusive right to publish your work for 7 years. Or sometimes even for the life of the copyright.
No.
If you sign that and they do a terrible job, which they will, you cannot take your book elsewhere. You are legally held hostage. You need to see a clause that explicitly says you can terminate the agreement and take your rights with you. Also, look closely at their refund policies.
If that reversion clause isn't there, do not sign.
Never sign.
And finally, D, direct testing.
This is a pressure test. Before you sign anything, email them with a specific detailed question. Then you just wait. You are measuring two things here: response time and tone.
What's the red flag we're looking for in the tone?
The biggest red flag is urgency. If they reply instantly and say, great question. By the way, if you sign up today, you get a 50% discount, or we only have 2 spots left in our premium program, that is a scam.
Manufactured scarcity.
Exactly. Legitimate publishers are busy. They do not use used car salesman tactics to get you to sign a contract.
If they are pressuring you to buy, they aren't a partner, they're a predator.
Precisely. So that is SHI, ELD, search, history, independent, evidence, legal, direct. It takes 45 minutes.
And it creates an absolute firewall between your retirement savings and the bad guys. I love that. So we have secured the perimeter. We are safe. Now let's pivot to the really fun part. Let's talk about building the empire.
This is the offense.
Sam calls this the tool stack. And the premise here is pretty bold. He says you can replace a service package that would cost $5,000 or more for under $1,000 total.
And honestly, you get a much better result because you retain total control over the process.
Let's run through the stack. Tool number one, Atticus.
Atticus. This costs $147. And that is a one-time fee. There is no monthly subscription here.
And this replaces the expensive professional formatter.
It does. It handles formatting for both ebooks and print. It's cross-platform, so it works on whatever you're using. But the reason Shield strongly recommends it isn't just the formatting. It is a critical safety feature called Snapshots.
Snapshots, like a backup system.
It is a version history tool. Let's say you are editing your book and you delete a whole chapter or you completely rewrite a scene and then wake up the next day and realize the new version is terrible.
You've all been there.
Right.
Yeah.
In a standard word processor, if you saved over it, you might be in serious trouble. In Atticus, you can use snapshots to revert to any previous version instantly. It literally protects you from your own mistakes.
That is peace of mind worth way more than $147. Okay, tool number two, Pro Writing Aid.
This is your editor. You can pay annually or just get a lifetime license. But Shields has a very specific warning here. He says it is not a magic wand.
So you can't just click fix all and expect a literary masterpiece?
No. If you do that, you will sound like a robot. Shields outlines a very specific three-step workflow. First, you run the consistency report. This catches the mechanical errors like if you spelled a character's name two different ways in different chapters.
Oh, the stuff that drives readers completely crazy.
Exactly. Then, step two, you fix sticky sentences. These are sentences clogged up with glue words is and the of. It really helps you tighten the prose. But then step three is the most important. The human override.
The human override. I like the sound of that.
You have to look at the software suggestion and genuinely ask, does this serve my voice or does it erase it? If the software tells you to change a slang term that your character would definitely use, you ignore the software. You are the boss. The tool serves you, not the other way around.
That distinction is crucial. Okay, tool number three, Publisher Rocket.
This is the marketing intelligence piece. It is $197 one time. And Shields heavily emphasizes this. It is $197, not $97.
Wait, why does he make that distinction?
Because there are old versions or straight-up scams out there floating around for $97, so you have to be careful. You want the official $197 version.
Got it. So what does this actually do for the author?
It helps you find what he calls the Goldilocks zone for keywords.
The Goldilocks zone.
Okay, so most authors want to rank for a broad keyword like mystery. The problem is, there are a million mystery books on Amazon. You will be buried on page 5,000. You need a keyword that has high search volume, meaning lots of people are looking for it, but low competition.
Can you give us an example of how that works?
Sure. Instead of trying to rank for a massive category like gardening, which is basically impossible, Publisher Rocket might show you that there is a huge audience searching for gardening with arthritis.
Oh, wow. That is super specific.
It is. But if you write a book for that specific niche, you aren't fighting a million other books. You are answering a specific, verified demand. That is exactly how you sell books.
Okay, tool number four, Revoicer PRO. This is for audiobooks, right?
Yes. And this is where the financial logic of the stack really shines. Traditionally, if you want an audiobook, you go to ACX, which is Audible's platform. If you can't afford to pay a human narrator thousands of dollars up front, you have to do what's called a royalty share.
Which means the narrator gets a cut of every single sale.
A huge cut. With ACX Royalty Share, you surrender 50% of your royalties for 7 years.
50% for 7 years? That is a massive chunk of your potential income.
It really is. Revoicer PRO is a one-time commercial license for AI audiobook creation. Now, I know people are naturally skeptical of AI voices, but the new engines are frankly incredible. They have breath, inflection, real emotion. But the financial kicker is this. You own the audio. You keep 100% of the revenue. You aren't splitting the pie with anyone for 7 years.
That changes the economics of audiobooks completely. It makes it accessible. Okay, last tool in the stack, the website.
The author fortress. Shield says, do not build your house on rented land like Facebook or TikTok. You need your own dedicated site.
And what is a specific stack he recommends for this?
He says to keep it under $300 using WordPress, Cadence, and Elementor.
WordPress, Cadence, Elementor.
That is the trio. Shields used this exact tech stack to build his own site. He actually had it assessed later by professionals, and they estimated its commercial value at between $13,000 and $25,000.
Whoa. Are you serious?
Yes. And he built it himself for under $300.
So let's do the math here. Atticus at $147, Publisher Rocket at $197, the website for under $300, plus Pro Writing Aid and Revoicer. We're legitimately looking at a total under $1,000.
Under $1,000. Uh-huh. And for that, you essentially have a formatting house, an editorial assistant, a market research firm, an audiobook studio, and a global distribution platform. That is how you build a publishing empire without going broke.
That is incredible. The financial barriers to entry are basically just gone. But, and here is the turn, Sam Shields doesn't end the deep dive there.
No, he doesn't.
Because you can have the best tools in the world. You can have the SHI ELD protocol memorized, but if you don't actually have the heart, none of it matters.
And this is where he introduces us to the story of the Delaney sisters.
Sadie and Bessie. I had honestly never heard this story before reading the source material, but it is just, it completely grounds everything we've talked about today.
It really does. So Sadie and Bessie Delaney. In 1993, they published their memoir, Having Our Say. At the time of publication, Sadie was 103 years old, and Bessie was 101.
103 and 101. I mean, just the physical and mental stamina to write a book at that age is unbelievable.
And look at their incredible history. Their father was born into slavery. Sadie was the first Black person to teach domestic science at the high school level in New York City. Bessie was the second Black woman licensed to practice dentistry in New York. They lived through the entire 20th century. They literally saw it all.
And they wrote this amazing book without Atticus.
Right. They had no Atticus. They had no publisher rocket hunting for the perfect Goldilocks zone. They didn't have a WordPress website. They certainly didn't have the SHIELD protocol to protect them from the industry.
They just had a story.
They had a story. And they had the sheer courage to tell it. And that book became a massive bestseller. It became a Broadway play. It became a film. It touched millions of people.
It really puts all the tech in perspective, doesn't it?
It does. Shield's ultimate point is this. The tools are great. The tools remove the friction. They make the process cheaper, faster, and much safer. But the Delaney sisters changed the world with just their voices.
So if they could do that at 103 without any of this modern sword and shield,
then what excuse do we really have? We have the shield, the protection protocol, we have the sword, the tool stack. The barriers are completely gone. The only thing left is the courage to actually speak.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? We started this deep dive talking about a jungle, about predators and $80,000 losses. It's scary stuff.
It is scary, but we also learned that the defense is actually quite simple. It's 45 minutes of systematic verification.
Yeah.
SHIELD. It's totally doable.
And we learned that the barrier to entry, the massive financial cost, has collapsed. You don't need a gatekeeper's permission anymore. You need about $1,000 in a weekend to learn some software.
But ultimately, we learned that the technology always serves the story. Sam Shields built this entire system, the book, the series, the protocols, after a devastating personal loss. He did it to honor his wife, Patricia. He did it to protect his legacy, and by extension, he did it to protect yours.
That's the final thought I really want to leave you with today. Sam Shields built this incredible system to honor his late wife and protect his legacy. Now that you have the shield and the sword in your hands, what legacy are you going to build with them?
That is the question. The tools are right there. The rest is really up to you.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today. Stay safe out there, verify everything, and keep writing.
See you next time.